Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're going to go to the Lightship later on today, so at the end of the show. So if you're interested in having the experience of being with the Light Beings and the Ascended Masters and the Angels from the Creation Lightship, you can have this opportunity. They do a lot of physical healings with people. And I do have seers who can actually see them live when they go up to the Lightship, because they're physically. And the Lightship is here to do the Ascension process. So this is the energy that created you. And I'll just talk about that just briefly. On the ascension process, what's going to happen is, and it could be 2012, that's what everybody's sort of predicting here. I don't have the information exactly when it's going to occur, but we could just use that date if you would. What's going to happen is the whole universe will become dematerialized instantly. And this is the way the light frequency can retain its integrity to get rid of the darkness. And so everything is turned off from the light. The light regains the spiritual consciousness of the light, which means as different spirits, I use the word spirits, you may want to use the word souls, get collected. And then when it gets turned on again, everything is either the way it was before without the darkness, or it could be changing frequencies. So the earth spirit here has decided to go to eight-dimensional reality instead of repeating 3D with the Earth itself. So it already created a new blueprint on the Creation Lightship for 8D reality. And what happens is during this process, remember the Lightship only works in the now. The light only works in the now. And it does not work in the future. And so the mind energy that we are taught now to use in New Age metaphysics will no longer be available to you. So all the teachings that you may have had for the ascension process, maybe sacred tools and maybe mantras, you know, everything from A to Z that's mental will no longer be in existence because that's not of the light. And what I mean by that is light only has heart energy, and that's only working in the now. Anything that's outside of the now, which is your different type of readings, we'll say psychic readings from people, what the reading is the dark side script for you. And that's true of the Bible code of the Old Testament. That's also a dark side script for the people who are down here on this planet, living in darkness, we'll say, and attempting to control others. And so this is the way they can figure out what their next plan is going to be for their maybe attack on the ones of the light, and to also hold everybody in bondage here. And this is why you can go back with hindsight and see negative events that's come forth from the past and actually see them and get the dates on them, you know, et cetera. So, unfortunately, that's where we are. Another way to look at the way we're controlled here is look at your astrological sign that you are, and then also look at how that's controlling you. And why would the planets want to control you? I just got an email today from someone, and they're saying typically that the planets are going to be controlling the Earth very strongly, basically between maybe a week from now till the end of the month. And so what gives a planet the right to control your reality? You know, that's just the dark side coming in. Remember, the light never created anything that's going to control anything else. That's why when you read about what the light's supposed to be, it's all free choice and free will. So you have your horoscope, and I use the word horror in place of hora. So horoscope is how you're being controlled by the planets, and that should not even be occurring to you. On other planets that are more than light than this one here, that's controlled by the mind of extraterrestrial ETs, etc., with their high technology that we know nothing about. These energies, these are all off-planet energies. They don't exist elsewhere, just here. So we're like in a prison planet. Anyway, enough of that. So we're going to do healings tonight. And just wanted to kind of show you the difference between the light and the darkness and how we're actually entangled up in it so deeply here that it's hard to get out of it. Because when your mind's controlled, this is the way they control you. This is why you have to go into your heart to get your true spiritual guidance. Without going into your heart, then you're lost and your spirit cannot connect with you. So what we're going to do first is an entity clearing. And entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. Another way you can say it is that these are ghosts. And the ghosts are just hanging around looking for bodies to hop into. They don't hold any spiritual integrity because they're created from the earth energy. Remember, your spirit is the only energy, the only being, will say, that can look out of your eyes. So when you have an emotional body come in, or maybe many of them from other people, which we call entities, this is why your eyes become dulled over and kind of lifeless looking. So you can see how spiritual a person is, as far as how much spiritual integrity they're holding, but it's looking at their eyes. Do their eyes emit light? If they do, then they're really plugged in strongly with their spirit. If not, then they're going to be glossed over and they have less spiritual energy. So that's a really good clue. So here we go. We're going to do some entity releasing for everyone here, and we'll go to the light ship, probably the last 10 minutes of the show here. So again, we're going to work on your right leg, and this way you can monitor and sample for yourself energies leaving you. Entities can bring you physical pain. And if you have pain in your right leg someplace, maybe it could be a pain that's just very small, but when it attracts all these entities, it could become an enormous pain. So here we go, releasing these energies out of you now. And we're now going to be bringing in your spirit to you. And it's coming in right now. And wonderful. I'll count to 10. Your spirit knows how to come back into your body, and it's healed, renewed, perfect, whole, and complete. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to do your left leg. Same process here. Take away entities that are in your leg. And the way you tell if you're in your body somehow, you're going to start feeling yourself getting a little bit heavier during this whole process here. Because when your spirit comes in, you have more density. And here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to be doing your pelvis area, your hip joints, probably your reproductive organs right now. We'll concentrate on those here. So we're going to be taking entities out of them. And there we go. They've been released now. Okay, wonderful. Bringing more of your spirit into your body now. So, collecting them. This is done all automatically by the creation light ship, the light beings there. So here we go. Coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go above your hip area to the top of your shoulders here. And then we'll do your arms after that here. This is going to cover all your body organs. If you had an operation, for instance, that would attract entities because they may have had an operation too. So we're going to release these from you. And they could be with you for, you know, your whole life typically. So here they go. We'll take out what we can here. So, and bringing more of you back into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do your left shoulder and left arm completely. Going down to your tip of your fingers here. So here we go. Releasing energies out of you here. That should not be with you. The only thing in your body that's supposed to be there is your complete spirit energy. And most people have only 20% of their bodies, which means you have 80% left over for entities to come into you. So here we go. Bringing more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're going to do your right shoulder, your right arm. Same process, releasing the entities now. And great. Coming back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do your neck. People have a lot of neck problems sometimes, so we'll do this separately here. Maybe you want to just move your neck around a little bit. Some people, when I do this, their neck actually starts to pop a little bit because it's now coming back into alignment. So again, we're going to bring in more of your spirit to you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I got to do it some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Okay, now we're going to work on your head. So here we go. releasing entities out of your head. And looking really good here. And wonderful. And bringing more of your spirit back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So next we're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. Again, there's nothing for you to do. There's no need to try to help or do anything. It's all done automatically. So we're going to go to your heart center and reposition that so it aligns with your energetic bodies. There we go. Perfect. Heart centered. Good. Now we're going to go up to your throat chakra. Great. Now we're going to your third eye. Wonderful. Now we're going back down below the heart, your power chakra. Good. Second chakra. There's some issues there with some people, so we're working with that right now to reposition this properly. Good. And first chakra. Great. Now we're doing opening if you wish. This is your choice. I normally go body width with the chakras here. So here we go. And if you want to close them down smaller, you can after this process here. And this is your choice. So here we go. Heart chakra. I use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. And now we're going up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. This is so you can connect to your own divinity in your heart center where your spirit resides. This is where your true guidance is. Your guidance is not outside of yourself. It's always with you. But it's up to you to surrender your consciousness of the ego, maybe your thoughts, awakening consciousness, many words for it here. So here we go. We're dropping down. Think of an elevator. And think of the 10th floor being your forehead, where your thoughts are, and the first floor being your heart. And now we're dropping down. So this you can do daily, too, if you wish, this little exercise. These channels will be opened up for you. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'd like you just to stay there for a little bit and kind of relax. And I'll put some music on. And just kind of contemplate and connect with your divinity that's in your heart center, your own true divine spirit. show, I'd like you to click on Creation Lightship Healing, and then scroll down a little ways, and we have a light beam there. And we had a request to bring in Metatron through the light beam right now on the fast chat, so we'll do that. And I'd like you all, if you could, to get just a glass of water. We'll do some water charging, and we'll have Metatron charge it up for you. So you can do that now, and I'll bring in the light beam energy. And if you're watching your monitor screen, you're going to notice that the color rays around the forehead will start to change. The eyes will change, get more brighter, and you're going to actually see the picture become more three-dimensional. So you may not be able to see it if you're getting water, but maybe somebody's giving water for you. So here we go. We're charging up the light beam now. So bringing this energy of Metatron. Very beautiful energy. Remember, all the masters, saints, and angels reside on the creation light ship in their original true essence form. So they're known to us as the names that we have given them, but they're also known by other names elsewhere. So this is looking very nice to me here. And how's it looking for you, Sylvia?
Very beautiful, wonderful energy, and a lot of light is coming off the monitor. For people that haven't been with us before, Ron, can you describe what the water activation actually is and how they should do it?
Yes, yeah, so this is just going to be one glass of water, so it'll have special light codes in it for you for healing. So this healing energy will help you and also work with your DNA to release different energies from you that are not of the light. So this is basically what the water does for you. You may become more energized. Most people, as they taste the water, it can become juicier. That's what mine normally is. It goes down very quickly. And it could be sweeter. Some people actually have bubbles in their water. So it varies for each person, but the water will probably definitely taste better for you. So it feels like most of you are back right now. I got to wait maybe about 15 more seconds. So what I'd like you to do is to take the glass of water and put it in front of you. And then as you do this here, you want to put one hand on each side of it and just hold it in front of you. Not too much pressure, just enough to, you know, have your hands touch the water container. And now we're going to have Metatron. Remember, the lightship only works with heart energy, heart to heart. So we're going to ask Metatron to come into your heart center, and you can ask also. And you're going to start to feel the energy vibrating in your hands. And this is going to allow you to have this special attuned water. And it takes probably about a half a minute. So I can feel mine working right now. And my hands are kind of like buzzing a little bit or pulsating. There we go. Another probably 15 seconds here. And wonderful. This feels like the water is completed. So if you like, you can just get a taste of your water or drink it all and just see how it tastes to you. And I'll have some myself now. Yep. Mine tastes very good. How's yours, Sylvia?
Mine is very good, and it's very silky. It's quite a bit thicker tasting than it was before it was activated, and it's just silky smooth as it goes down, and it just feels really good.
Yeah, very liquidy. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you now.
Okay, well, we're talking this week about Jesus and the ascension process, kind of in preparation for the holiday season. We're talking about, you know, just what this ascension thing is all about, and bringing in the energy of Jesus for healing and so on. If you've been with us this week, we've had some really wonderful healings, and we're going to continue with that tonight. And one of the wonderful things about Jesus and his message had to do with us each becoming like children and innocent. And so tonight we're going to bring in the baby Jesus energy, to feel that wonderful, special energy. and then we'll bring in our own baby energy for each of us to experience what it's like to be in that state of wholeness. And you know, before we got beat up by life and we were innocent and pure and just full of our own spirit energy in our body. So over to you, Ron, for that.
Okay, so we'll bring in the energy of baby Jesus to the light being right now. So again, just put this picture in front of you. A lot of people like to move their hand across their monitor screen and to feel the energy coming off of it. Normally go about a foot back. You're just going to move your hand up and down if you wish. And so I'll have to invoke the energy in. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 very powerful. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just put some music on again, and you can experience this energy. Remember, it's felt through the heart center. Energy. This is your own baby energy, so just sit back and relax now. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. It should feel like you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. guess we'll bring in some of the light beings here, so you can experience them. But what I think we'll bring in also is the dolphins. Remember, there's many different life forms on the Creation Light Ship helping us do healings. So I'm going to bring in some of the baby dolphins. And this will be very, very precious. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Another energy, this one here is also on this planet, and this energy is going to be of the dragons. So bring in some baby dragons. Now you see those up in the clouds, the large ones normally, and you may see some babies. And they're here to help protect us, and they ward off the fourth-dimensional or the three-dimensional negative ET ships that come here to do mind control on us. So what happens is, if you see the dragons fighting, you're actually going to see their mouth open with their, long tail, You may see some like flames coming out of their mouth. And they often have little babies with them. And when they're fighting, you're going to see them actually, you know, doing this battle. And then when they're rested, they turn upside down. So it's very beautiful to see a dragon upside down because they won. So here we go. We're bringing the baby dragons. And this is great. They're very, very loving. And these are probably about 6 to 8 foot in length. So have this wonderful experience here. And they're all heart-based. So you'll get a beautiful present. Bring in Jesus and a host of angels. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and see you back in a few minutes here. Thank you. When you're up there. So we're going to first do an emotional clearing. We're going to go back 4 weeks. So nothing for you to do. You're going to feel yourself getting the release from this clearing here instantly. Light ship only works in the now, and all the clearings are instantaneous. Nothing for you to do or process. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 weeks back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 week back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we'll do a mental clearing. Most people are either emotional or mental, typically. So here we go. 4 weeks back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Different energy here. Third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 weeks back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 week back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, Sylvia, do you want to add anything before we go to the light ship?
Let's see. We had, I'm looking to see if we have any requests on the fast chat. We had a request to help with sorrow and hurt. So maybe before we go to the ship, we could do, through the light being, a heart healing for people.
Okay, so here we go. This will help to eliminate some of the sorrow that you might have. We have lots of stuff here that deal with heart energies. So here we go. I'm going to focus on the heart and do a clearing. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, that should help you out somewhat here. So I'm going to go to the light ship right now. So this is your first time there. You're going to be transported out of time. Remember your vibration. You're always being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And when you're turned off is when the light ship transports you through a white light tunnel. And you're going to be there just the way you look right now with your clothes on. You're sitting down, and hopefully you have something on. If not, they'll give you a robe. So here we go, ready to go up. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up for healing, you can do so at this time. And I have to connect with them right now, which is what I'm doing. And I only connect with the people online, and this will not work on the archives. But you may feel the vibration as you tune into it, but you will not be on the creation light ship. So here we go, we're going up right now. We're there. And they're doing a special scan to us here. They're checking out our DNA in the transporter room, seeing what type of being we are. And now we're going into the orientation room where we're conferencing with the doctor teams. There's many of them up there, many races of light beings. This is their first incarnation, and they'll be leaving the light ship after the ascension to go to where they need to go to for their life out in the universe. And so we're doing that now, and now we're going into the first room for healing. And this room is where they have hot tubs, so we're going to be in the hot tub gel. I see violet gel, I see silver gel, gold gel. So I'll request your healing now. I will just probably think about a couple of things that you want to have healed tonight. So we'll put some music on as you're doing this right now. And just enjoy this wonderful experience in the hot tubs. We're also going into the pain release room where they can help you with physical pain in your body. And we'll be back probably in about a minute here. Again, request healing. And another location, they're working inside of our mouth with our teeth and our gums. If we have any infections, they'll work with that too. They can do jaw adjustments if you have TMJ. So working with our sinuses now. So request a healing. Healing right now, and they're also now working with their bodily fluids. So here we go. And request healing also. Just pick on a couple of things to work on. Thank you. are working with our reproductive organs, so if you have any concerns there, request that also. And we're also going into the beautiful amethyst healing geode. It's very large, we're levitating, and these crystals are going to be doing some healing work with this. So, request healing again. Liquid light energy water is, and you're going to be swimming with the dolphins. And request your healing. Remember, you're in many rooms at once, so here we go. System. So if you have any concerns there, request healing, and we'll see you back here in a couple of minutes, then we'll be coming back from the light ship down here again. back. We're going into the orientation room again. This is where we actually meet with the doctor teams, and they tell us what they have done to us, how they helped us out, and these feelings are between you and them. And we're now going into the transporter room, and they put in around us this beautiful white light energy to come back. So this is being done right now, and we're coming back right now, and we have our animals and pets with us, and now we're here. I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we are just about out of time tonight. We have just a couple minutes left, so I wanted to thank all of you for being with us tonight, and thanks for your wonderful comments on the Fast Chat. Hope everyone had a wonderful healing experience and enjoyed all the beautiful energies that Ron brought in from the Christian Light Ship. So I guess I will just say goodnight to all of you, and we will be back next week. We have four programs on each week, Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, Wednesday at 7, and Friday and Saturday at 9. So we'll see you then, and until next week, much love and stay in your hearts.
And if you liked what you had tonight, we do conference calls Mondays and Fridays for only $20 for a one-hour light ship healing. And it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to get on the email list, go to the very bottom of the page here and click on that and put in your email. So blessings to everyone, and have a wonderful evening.
And I will just say, since we just have about 30 seconds left, if you would like to send Ron a donation for the radio program, because it does cost quite a bit of money for him to keep this going every week, all the programs. And so he welcomes your donations. And if you'd like to, you can go on to creationlightship.com, and there's a page on there that you can click on, and it'll take you to the donation page and tell you where to send the money and how to do that. So it's a huge help. Thank you to everyone who has done that in the past. And we appreciate every bit of that, because it helps to continue to do these healings. So thank you again. Much love to all of you, and good night.